Shalom to all. Today's episode is Yerushalmi Arlo Davav, and we are starting about the third line with the words Natul Rab Mechayev Rabbi Yehuda Paiter. That's a quote from the Mishnah, and the Vilzer's daf is on Gimel Amud Beis, about halfway through the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So today's Machlokes is the Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda about when a person plants a tree for the Rabbim, is that Chayev and Arlo? First thing Mara says Machav Shitas and Rabbanon seems to be that we have a steer in the sheet of the Rabbanon. Tamanin and Amrin over there they say Yerushalayim Chutz Aretz Ein Matam Ben Gaon, that a house in either Yerushalayim or in Chutz Aretz cannot become Tommy with Tsaraz, Vahacha in Arman Hachin. But over here they say this. We know that a house in Eretz Yisrael can have a Negat Tsaraz and will become Tamei, but we learn from Sukkim that Yerushalayim and Chutz La'aretz houses cannot. And why not Yerushalayim? Because it was Loinis Chalkal Shvatim, it wasn't divided among the Shvatim. Yerushalayim doesn't belong to any particular Shevet, it's for all of Am Yisrael, and a Bayasul Rabbim can't be Tamei. Well, here the Mishnah said that a tree planted for the Rabbim is Chayv and Arla, so it seems to be a Stira. And the answer is that Taman, over there, it says in the Pasuk, Ubash or Loi Habayas, and he, meaning the Kayin, shall come to the one whom owns the house, and he's going to check out the house to see if it really has tsaras. And what does this tell us? Pratli Yerushalayim. This definitely excludes a house in Yerushalayim. She l'chol shvatim. That's for all the shvatim. Because again, the pasuk clearly tells us that this house has to belong to an individual. It can't be a house of the rabbim. Baram hacha. However, over here in our mishnah, the pasuk tells us unetatem, and you shall plant mikol makom. That implies any sort of planting, even if it's for the rabbim, is going to be chayv and arla. Now we go on to the next shita. Machav shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Seems to be the steer in shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Taman hu amar over there. He says ani lo shemati el beis hamikdash. I only heard that the Beis HaMikdash itself can't become Tamei with Negayim, but a house in Yerushalayim could. But over here he's saying this, the tree that's planted for the Rabbim is Pata from Arla. But why is that? If a house that's for the Rabbim could become Tamei with Saras, it seems we have a Stira. So the first answer is, Taman hu amar ani loy shamati el Beis HaMikdash. Over there he said, I only heard that this applies to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's Shmua Amra. He just said what he heard. That's not his Shita. He doesn't hold to that. He's just saying over what he heard. Bram Hacha over here, B'Shem Garmei Amra, he's saying over the din of Arla in his own name. So that's one way to answer the stira. But now here's another answer. Vavam Bez on top. Amar Rabbi Rabbon. Rabbi Rabbon explains that Tiftar Reb Shimon Elazar. We could explain this like Reb Shimon Elazar. Namely, Reb Shimon Elazar holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and our case is different. In other words, it's not a stira to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds the way that he does in our Mishnah, and that he also holds like this Shmua that he quoted, that only the Beis HaMikdash can't become Tamei with Saras, but a house in Yerushalayim could. Where do we get this from? The Tanya we have brass. Reb Shimon Elazar Ayur Mishma. Reb Shimon Elazar says in his name, meaning Rabbi Yehuda's name, Hanutel Rabim Chayev Ba'arla. If someone planted for the Rabbim, it's chayv in Arla, ala me'elav, pater min Arla. If it grew on its own, it's pater from Arla. And Rabbi Shimon Elazar continues saying, hanitei l'rabim chayv, b'rishus rabim pater. If he plants for the Rabbim, it's chayv in Arla. If it was planted in the b'rishus rabim, it's pater. And hanitei l'rabim chayv, b'noitei b'sai shalai. When a person plants for the Rabbim, it's chayv in Arla. That's talking about where he planted it in his own property, and then he gave it to the Rabbim, he allows everyone to benefit from the tree. That's when it's chayv in Arla. But b'rishus rabim pater, that's proper girsa, when he plants it in the b'rishus rabim, and so it's in public property, it can't be considered private at all. That's when even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's pater from Arla. Now we move on to the next part of Mishnah, where we said that a gazlan shenata, a gazlan planted a tree, that's going to be chayv in Arla. So now the Gemara asks how this is possible. B'sha gazal karka, does this mean that he stole land and he planted in this land that he stole? How could that be? V'yash karka nigzal, is land able to be stolen? We know there's a concept that ain't karka nigzales. So what does this mean that he stole and planted? Amar Vila answers, actually there is a situation. Afal pisha ain't karka nigzal, even though usually karka can't be stolen. Yes, yeush lekarka. There's a situation of yeush, giving up hope when it comes to karka, namely in a standard situation where a person goes into somebody else's property and just starts using it. That's what we might consider stealing property. But again, we would say in karka nixelus, it's only in a situation where the rightful owner totally gives up hope of ever getting his property back. Then we actually say the karka nixelus, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Moving on to another situation of Arla, here we have a little bit of a story. Rabbi Yoshia Maisi Netias Mechutz La'aretz Bigushehen V'Natzav Loin Ba'aretz. Rabbi Yoshia brought young trees from Chutz La'aretz, but with their gush, meaning with all the karka around them, he didn't just pull them out of the ground plain. He made sure that all the dirt around the roots as well came with the tree, and then he replanted them in Eretz Yisrael. So in a way, it's like a Chutz La'aretz tree was planted in Eretz Yisrael. How do we look at this? The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yoina, according to Rabbi Yoina, l'skroishanim, he just gained in years. What does that mean? So if you remember in Daftal Amud Aleph, we learned Shitas Rabbi Yoina that if a tree doesn't have all 3 years of Arla, it's pater. And here too, since Rabbi Yoina holds that there's no Arla in Chutz La'aretz, and this tree has a patur of Arla, and that means that this tree, when it was in Chutz La'aretz, had a patur of Arla, and since it was transported with its dirt, it's considered the same thing. It's not a brand new tree. It's not like it's being planted anew in Eretz Yisrael. It has its Chutz La'aretz dirt with it, and therefore Rabbi Yoshi gained by doing this because he doesn't have to keep Arla in Eretz Yisrael either. Whereas Rabbi Yoshi, according to Rabbi Yoshi of Dalet Amud Aleph, Liskar Revai, he gained Revai, as we had said according to Rabbi Yoshi over there, that even if a tree did have 1 or 2 years of Arla, if it didn't have 3 full years of Arla, then there's no no din of Ravai, and that's what we would say over here, even though when these trees were replanted in Eretz Yisrael, he has to wait out the remainder of the 3 years and treat the fruit like Arla, but the din of Ravai does not apply. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.